This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. Welcome everyone. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. And we're learning about the tanning process. We had to have a week break so I could go to Fez to see the biggest tannery in the world. So now we can have some understanding of what's going on over here. We're up to Siman Lamed Beis Sifches. Tzorech HaKlaf Liois Me'ubad Ba'afatzim Oibesid. The klaf has to be worked with afatzim, some kind of nut juice, or with lime. The Tzorech Shei Me'ubad L'shma. It has to be tanned L'shma. Toiv L'hoitzi B'sfasav B'tchilas Ha'ibud Shu Ma'abdoi L'shem Tfilin Oy L'shem Sefer Torah. It is good to enunciate, articulate in the beginning of the process that you're doing it for the sake of tefillin or for a sefer Torah. Avlam ibda l'shem mezuzah pasal. If you did it for the sake of a sefer Torah, it is pasal. Now we saw in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Hei that you only have to articulate in the beginning, but you don't have to continue to articulate throughout. You don't even have to think that you're doing ilishma throughout. Only in the beginning. Even if it takes many days, because there's a klal, kol ha'oisa aldas rishayna hu'oisa. What is tchilas ha'ibud? When you put the hide in the lime. Not when you put in the water before, because this is not considered tanning. We learned the machlekes chazoinish in the Mishnah Berurah. The chazoinish understands the Mishnah Berurah to mean that not only do you not have to soak it in the water, lishma, but even if you did, it doesn't help, because that's not the beginning of the tanning process, and the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says that if you soaked it in the water, lishma, that will help to be considered tanning it, lishma. We're up to Sivkat and Chavav, l'shem Sefer Torah. For the sake of a Sefer Torah. Dikidushasa chamura mitfilin. Meaning, if you need to either think I'm doing it for tefillin, or I'm doing it for Sefer Torah. Because the Kedusha of Sefer Torah is more chomer than tefillin. Uvichlama sayimana, and included in the Sefer Torah is tefillin. V'afalpikein motel l'shanush l'tefillin umezuzis avdikushdazin kalamimana. You're allowed to switch it. In other words, don't say, oh, malam v'kaydus ayim aridin. I was mechaving to tan it for Sefer Torah, so now I can't change it for tefillin umezuzis. I could do it. The Magen Avram, the Dir Shukot, says that even though it's asur to lahirid mikedushasa chamura l'kedushasa kala, you're not allowed to make shel rosh into shel yad. That's over here allowed to, because all you have is hazmana. Okay, aval. Now we're going to see it's not mamish hazmana because you're not allowed to make it into a dvar chol. Aval dvar chol asur l'shanoisai. But to use it for a secular use, you cannot change it. Levad im hisna beferush betchilas ibudan, unless if you stipulate it explicitly in the beginning of the tanning, shei mutter l'shanoisa, that you're allowed to change it af ledivrei chayil, even for a mundane purpose. Az mutter l'shanoisa, then you're allowed to change it. V'hanochin, the correct thing is shei yinagu kena soifim lecharchila. The soifim should accustom themselves in the beginning. When they put the hide into the lime, they should say as follows. I am putting these hides into the sid. And I'm stipulating that when I want, I could change it for anything. So I'm doing it l'shem kedushas Torah, but I stipulate that if I want, I could use it for whatever I want. I could make a pocketbook out of it. Okay. V'loy k'may shenago sefer shem, not like the sefer who say l'shem sefer Torah, oy tefillin, oy mezuzos, oy shar davar reshus. Not like the Seferim say, I'm doing it for Sefer Torah, or Tefillin, or Mezuzos, or any other discretionary use. The Oz Mestapkim Achorin Mahani. Because then the Achorin are Mesupik, whether that works. Why? The Bir Aloch explains the problem with that kind of stipulation is you need to come on to Breira. You need to come on to retroactive clarification. Breira. You need to say, well, if it comes out that I use it for a secular purpose, then I never intended it for Kedusha. Or, if I use it for Tvon or Sefer Torah, Huvra Adavar, that I tanned it for that. But we hold by Dairaisa, Ein Breira. So therefore to say, I'm doing it for Sefer Torah, for Mezuzah, or whatever I want, so then it comes out that it's only Huvra, you did it for Sefer Torah, if you in fact use it for Sefer Torah. Masha Inkein, if you use the first stipulation, that they say, Ani, Noisein, Ores, Elodol, Shem, Kedusha, Sefer Torah. But Amasne, that if I want, I could use it forever I want. So that's a better tonight. You're not coming on to Breira in that situation. Puzzle. Okay. But if you did it for Mezuzah's puzzle, Veloy, Mahani, Rakla, Mezuzah, Bovad. Since mezuzah is lower kedusha than sefer Torah and tefillin, if you were ma'abid it for mezuzah, it doesn't work. Why? The kedushasa kalam tefillin. The kedusha mezuzah is less than tefillin. V'im ibed l'tefillin. If you were ma'abid it l'tefillin, mahani aflu mezuzah v'loy l'sefer Torah. Then it works for mezuzah, but not sefer Torah. See, I would have thought, if I'm ma'abid for tefillin, it's not going to work for mezuzah. Mezuzah is different than tefillin. It's a different entity. No. All stam is kedushas Torah. That's a very important idea. Stam is kedushas Torah. The reason why anything associated with tefillin it has to be buried is because it's kedushas haTorah, and tefillin has more kedushas haTorah than mezuzah, because tefillin is more parshios. It's the parshios of mezuzah plus. It's the lashon of the Chazon Ish. Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Dirshu quotes this in footnote 45. Kedusha Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzah is Achasi. It's one Kedusha. It's not. You see, I don't think I would have thought that. I would have thought it's different types of Kedusha. No, it's Kedusha Achas. It's Kedusha HaTorah. Sefer Torah is greater. It's Bechlam HaSayimoneh. Meaning, Tefillin and Mezuzah, in terms of Torah, it's Bechlam HaSayimoneh. Now, v'im ibed ha'ar l'shem ritzuos. If you tanned the hide for the sake of ritzuos, loy mahani lichtoiv parshiyos alav. It's not going to help to write parshiyos. If you tanned it for straps, not going to help to write parshiyos. Im asa acher kaklaf meim. If you made klaf afterwards, the kedusha asan chamura. Klaf has more kedusha than ritzuos. V'afil lasas them or batim, even to make the leather for the batim, you cannot make if you tanned it for ritzuah. The kedushas habatim is greater than the ritzuah. Prima gadim ayin sham oid mashakasav bazeh. So, just one more second. We were just in the Fez tannery. So I'm going to show you. I can't be megala everything, but this is one of my magnets. And in the middle of this magnet, I don't know if you could see, and they want to see on the camera also, you have about 70 different pits. And these pits, they fill it up with lime. Actually, I'm being nice, that's not what they use in the Fez tannery. They don't use lime, they use the tsoya of yoinim. But it's a very acidic, component, and that's how they tan the leather, that's how they make it. But not only is the memory still in my mind, the smell is still in my mind, but it's a very putrid makayim, but that's how they tan. Actually, we're going to see in the upcoming parshiyos which animals were zoicha to have their by waste products used in the production of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.